Now on the phone with us is Columbia County's Director of Public Health, Jack Mabb, to update us on what's going on with COVID-19 in Columbia County. And we've got news about booster shots and vaccines for children that are now approved and ready to be going out this week. Is that true?
Well, we are going to be doing our shots. We've already set up our links and established it with the schools. We're going to go in the schools, and that's the week of the 15th. So on the 15th, we're doing Hudson and Taconic Hills. We have two teams going out. Hudson's going to be 4 to 7. Taconic Hills is 3 to 6. On the 16th, we have Germantown, 4 to 7. New Lebanon, also 4 to 7. And on the 17th, Wednesday the 17th, we're at the Chatham Firehouse. We're predominantly going to be doing Ichabod and Chatham students. That's from 3 to 6. On the other hand, because it's a public site, parents who can't get to one of the other locations on the 15th or 16th could sign up and register for Chatham. So the way it's working right now is that the school districts are getting out the links to parents via text and emails. Some of them may be doing robocalls. The Chatham Firehouse is open. The link is open, so parents can sign up for that. Now they can go right on our website and sign up for that one.
And do parents need to do anything? Is there permission slips being sent home, or how does that all work?
Well, the first time with the 12 to 18s, we sent out the permission slips. It got a little cumbersome. When parents go on the link is going out from the school district, so Hudson's going to send out the Hudson link. When they register their child, there's a consent built into the registration. So they're granting their consent. Now, we will take walk-ins, and if they do walk in, they're going to obviously have to fill out paperwork, and including the consent when they come to the site.
Now, has Big Bird's approval of the vaccine, is that the controversy about that, has that spilled down to Columbia County?
I haven't heard anybody basically say anything about it. Our anticipation is that if we look at national poll numbers, something like 27% of the parents out there say they'll get their kids vaccinated right away. And I think a lot of those parents are going to pharmacies now, because pharmacies are now handing it out. We have just shy of 3,000 students in Columbia County who are eligible to get this vaccine. And if we do hit the 27% mark, we're up around 800-900 kids. So we're ready for that if that happens. Our anticipation is that there's probably been a slew of kids that have already gone to pharmacies, and we'll be doing that this week. So I would love to see better numbers than that, but I don't know about Big Bird endorsing or not, but, you know, whether or not that...
I guess there's like three types of people getting shots. The people that rush right away to get things, the people that sort of get it when it's convenient, and then the people that are resistant. And so you're hearing, I guess, that the first group is getting their young people the shot right away.
Yeah, I think those are the folks who are getting out. Interestingly enough, I looked at the numbers last week on the 12 to 18, and we did about 18%. Of the population when we did our school pods, and that number has crept up to close to 70. So just what you just described, there was an initial rush of parents who said, we're going to do it right now, let's get it done, and then that third that hung back, and that I think it's obviously better than a third that, you know, has moved on to get the vaccination for their kids since that initial push. So I think that's what's going to happen here.
I mean, that's happened other places, too, like the hospital. There's been reporting about the hospitals in general across the country, the people being resistant. But once the mandate sort of goes into place, pretty much everybody gets it.
Yeah, it does appear to be the case. I think every hospital lost some employees or is losing some employees to the mandate. But it was nowhere near as high as it was when the mandate first came out, and they had all that time to get vaccinated. This is different, and let's be clear about that, because parents aren't mandated to get the vaccine, and I think it's pretty unlikely that they will be in New York State. So it's really their call. and I think that's important. It's their call.
And what is the overall number in Columbia County now? How many, you know, counting the entire population in, now that almost all the population can get vaccinated, everybody but under five now, right?
Well, of the total population, because I know you and I talked before, and you think that this is an important number. So this is the total population. We're at 67.9% vaccinated. Of the individuals 12 and above who are eligible, 83.4% have received at least one shot. I find it the most interesting number and the most gratifying number is the seniors. We have over 97% of our seniors who are vaccinated with at least one shot. And that number has been very slowly creeping up in the last couple months. I think that's great. That's tremendous.
Because they're at the most risk, right?
Yes. Yeah, at the most risk. And if you look at our hospitalizations are not seniors. We have six folks in the hospital right now, one individual in ICU. They are not senior citizens. They are people in their 40s and 50s and, you know, a little one in their 60s, but it's not the seniors that, like it was early in the pandemic, that end up succumbing to the virus or ending up in the hospital in an event.
And do you think things are generally getting better locally, or is it we're at this point where things are just at the same point and it's just won't get persistent and won't go away, or is it starting to go away, or are we ever going to get out of this loop?
I'll start with your last question. No, we're never going to get away from COVID. It's always going to be here. It's going to be mutating. We're going to be getting an annual shot. And at some point in time, and I will tell you that the state health department is having this discussion. When do we declare COVID endemic and stop doing some of the things we normally do, like contact tracing and whatever, and just get on with our lives? And that conversation is happening at the state level. Interestingly enough, we've been in the red zone, the CDC's red zone, for quite a while. As of this morning, we've been dropped down into what they call the substantial or orange zone. Our 7-day positivity rate is 3.98, which apparently, if it drops below 4, it is. I don't know where the CDC is getting their numbers, because the positives, we had 26 positives this morning. That's pretty much what we've been getting on a Monday after, it's 26 is Sundays and Mondays positives. We had 11 on Saturday, which is a little higher than we usually get. We had 15 on Friday. It seems to be persistent. It seems to be really persistent here in the Northeast, not just in Columbia County. It's a very positive thing to see us in the orange zone rather than red. But I think as we move through the holidays, I think we're going to be jumping back between orange and red.
And is that just because, I mean, locally, you know, this is anecdotal information, but I've gone out like twice to once to a local restaurant indoors and once to a bar indoors in Saugerties in East Durham. And in the East Durham bar, there was not a single person wearing a mask inside except for me. And and at the restaurant, people were a little better. I mean, I go to the grocery store and about, you know, maybe half of people, the staff is wearing a mask, but maybe a half of the people on a good day are wearing a mask. Have we just sort of, I mean, you're still working on this, but has everybody else moved on?
Well, I think we can't move on. And I think it's really part of the fabric of our lives every day. But I think a lot of people have decided that they are going to make every effort to move on and not wear masks in stores and, you know, in Walmart and going into restaurants and whatever. And I have to tell you that I don't know that we see spread from that. It's always been true that a lot of people have no idea where they got it. But one of our staff was positive last week. Young lady, very fit, a runner, a distant runner. She knew exactly where she got it. She went to a concert. She said, "I did something that I know I shouldn't have done, but I just needed to get out, and I went to a concert." Nobody was wearing masks. And if you think about the exposure at a concert, you're sitting there for 2 hours, breathing the same air as the people around you. And she must have had somebody who was positive nearby. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you think about the exposure at Walmart, when you go in there for groceries, you're passing by people. You pass by them in 10 seconds and you're moving on. We don't see positives coming out of those kind of environments. And I think that that's a personal decision about wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. Last week, our school specialist reported 18 children and staff and county schools that were positive. Buses, you know, our big exposures could sit for a long time, even though when they have masks on. And so I think we can identify some places where they definitely should be wearing masks, and of course, schools they are. But I don't know that we're getting a lot of spread when people just go into Walmart to grab a, you know, some groceries. So it's going to become part of our life.
So that's great. I mean, that's that you can actually still see that, you know, at a concert where your people are close together for a long time and they're actually shouting too because the music's loud, and if they're talking to each other, which they probably are, they have to shout, you know, and which it's more forceful. So it's just it's just really people should be wary of situations where they're in together in close quarters for a long period of time.
Inside, you know, for instance, look at football games where some of these college football games that pack 100,000 people in a stadium. There have really haven't been any real substantial outbreaks associated with this because they're outside and the air is moving all the time. And I get asked all the time, almost on a daily basis, by organizations that want to do this festival or they want to have this meeting and whatever, should we go ahead with it? And my advice to them is yes, go ahead and try to be as safe as you can. And so if you're going to be inside and you are vulnerable, if you have comorbidities, certainly if you're not vaccinated, do everybody a favor around you and wear a mask. And be honest and decent about that. Don't be an Aaron Rodgers and try to hide it. If you aren't vaccinated, wear a mask. And if you feel the circumstances that you're entering are such that you might have a reason to think that you're at risk, wear the mask. I'm not telling you not to go because I think we need to get back to our lives.
And I guess we got other good news is that booster shots are happening too.
Yeah, we started a month ago. We did Pfizer when it became available, and we really hadn't done a lot of Pfizer in the county up until about March. So we didn't get a whole lot of folks coming out. We were back at the college where we were set up before, and doing our boosters over there. Last week we started our Moderna boosters. We did 650 doses on Thursday night, and Friday. We had Friday. We have two different clinics: one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So we did 650 last week. Interestingly enough, we did a similar schedule this week. Actually, we did a morning session at the college, and we did a Saturday session in addition to our Thursday session, and we only vaccinated 380. So I think that the interest in the booster, we thought we would be busy maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks. The interest in the booster is already starting to wane a little bit. On the other hand, people can go to a pharmacy and get it, and I think a lot of people are doing that. Certainly people in my circle are telling me that they've already got their booster. People who really want it are going to go out really quickly and get it. We're going to continue doing boosters at the college. We're there Friday morning, and that link is up. And we were at the Hudson Fire Station on Saturday morning. That's from 9 to 11. And that link is also up. People can sign up for that. And we've had nice little pods at the fire station, and a lot of supervisors in Hudson get their folks out. And so those are the next two clinics where people can get their Moderna boosters.
And I guess two questions on the boosters. Is it still just 65 and older and people with comorbidities and people in public-facing positions? And I guess that's my first question. We'll go ahead with that.
Well, in addition to that, you have to add the volunteer firemen, EMS, law enforcement, teachers. I've seen a lot of teacher IDs at our pods. I also have seen a lot of fire company jackets at our pods. If somebody goes into the link and signs up, we're not going to turn them away. And I think that's important. If somebody wants a booster and they don't think that they're qualified for the booster right now, as long as you're 6 months out from your last second shot, we're not going to turn you away. Sign up and get the booster.
So I could, because I don't qualify for under the other categories just barely yet. I'm still young enough.
sign up and get your booster.
And what about the mixing and matching thing that came out? Like, I think I'm a Pfizer person, so can I get a Moderna booster? And wasn't there like a study that recommended that cross-boostering?
Well, most certainly. I would say to anybody who got the J&J, I would definitely get the Moderna or the Pfizer. I think the numbers are better for Moderna when it comes to how much it boosts your immunity. We did have a handful of people, I noticed this past Friday, who came in specifically wanting, they got Pfizer, they wanted Moderna, so they wanted to mix and match. And I think it's certainly completely acceptable, and I think that it's something people should think about.
And the other good news is there's this new treatment in pill form. Is that coming to Columbia County soon?
Well, I don't know. I believe that still has to survive some. It has to get approved by the FDA. I think that it's been presented, and will it eventually make its way down to Columbia County? Certainly, it's going to be an interesting thing. And I mentioned off the air that we were talking this morning. A lot of the folks are very resistant to getting the shot. Will they be equally resistant to getting a brand new medication like this? Certainly, if somebody who is vaccinated, and we have vaccinated people who have a very small number who have ended up getting pretty sick, they might be interested in taking that pill, and I think it's worth taking a good look at. It could be a game changer for the society to be able to move on and do our thing and get back to some as close to normal as we can.
Because apparently the first results were that if you take it in a treatment, you generally don't die. So at least you would survive COVID almost.
Within 5 days of your onset of symptoms, if you take it, you not only don't die, but you also don't develop serious illness. So I think it's a game changer. It obviously could make a big difference for those folks who have decided not to get the vaccine, that they have an option for something that they can take to kind of keep themselves out of the hospital, which is always good. So I think it could be that game changer that we need to move forward.
All right. Is there any other important news you need to impart?
Well, I think I would encourage people to go to our website, sign up, and I would encourage parents, if they're out there listening and they want their children to have the vaccine, to the Pfizer vaccine. It is one third of the adult dose, so it isn't. Their children aren't going to get pumped up with a full dose. It's one third. Pay attention to what they're getting from the schools. The link is there. They can sign up for the link. Chatham Firehouse is open to any parent that wants to come over to the Chatham Firehouse on the 17th. And if you want your booster, we're going to keep holding clinics, and those are also on our website.
And you still are vaccinating just people that haven't gotten vaccinated yet every Tuesday at the Columbia County Health Department.
That's right. Yeah, we're doing that as well.
All right. Any other non-COVID issues you want to mention? Or is it time for, are people getting flu shots?
Well, we had a series of drive-up flu clinics over the last month, and I'll tell you that we vaccinated about half the number of people that we did last year. And so that's kind of disappointing. People should get the flu shot. They definitely should get the flu shot. Interestingly enough, there was no data for CDC and the FDA to study from the Southern Hemisphere, which is what they typically study. They have their flu season ahead of ours. What variants were out there, whatever, there was no data because there was no flu in the Southern Hemisphere, like there wasn't any here. So it is the same shot as last year. But I would encourage people to get their flu shot and, you know, get themselves doubly protected. And they don't have to necessarily wait the 2 weeks in between. You can get your flu shot and get your, you know, COVID shot same day or at least even within days. But I think it's important. I think it's important that people do that.
And the thinking was last year that the flu wasn't as widespread because of everyone was masking, or not everyone, but many people were masking and taking efforts to not catch COVID. So that was also helping with not catching the flu. And that this winter, with people more out and about, it might not be the same.
I think that that's a concern, and that's why I think it's valuable to get that flu shot.
All right, we've been speaking with Jack Mabb from the Columbia County Department of Health. Anything else you want to mention?
No, again, we're ready to give your children the shot if you want it. We're ready to give you your booster if you want it. Just go to our website.
All right, thank you very much for joining us today, Jack.
Thanks for having me.